Hi there, Russell Davies here, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. This week, we're looking at infertility and intimacy. It's so easy for the distress of this emotional rollercoaster, for the focus of Project Baby, to be a passion killer in the best of relationships. So how can we re-foster that passion? How can we recreate that intimacy? That's what we're going to unpack in today. I encourage you to subscribe and maybe leave a review of the podcast to help other people find this resource, to help them, like yourselves, on their fertility journey. So let's dive in and see how you can recreate that passion and intimacy in your relationship. How did it come to this? It felt like we were friends, not lovers. We knew we loved each other, but didn't particularly feel loved. We felt like married singles. I know from helping women and couples in their journeys to getting pregnant that this is not uncommon. A relationship can just begin to feel like a friendship. Time, sex, feeling broken physically and emotionally. And the distress of this emotional rollercoaster can kill the passion in the best of relationships. So how can you recreate the intimacy and passion? Well, let's first look at what men and women crave in a relationship. Men often crave respect. Women often crave to be emotionally safe. To feel safe to express their emotion, to be seen, to be felt, to be heard. And they also want to feel, to see, to understand their partner's emotions. I try to help my wife feel better without truly understanding how she felt. And in the midst of our fertility journey, she said she felt lonely on our journey. I was quite shocked. Because she didn't feel emotionally connected, she felt emotionally distant. So she felt lonely. That's not a recipe for intimacy. Often women can't feel safe to express her feeling and to be held with love and respect, to be understood. And they don't feel safe to relax and feel intimate. It is that old adage where men want physical connection to feel emotional connection. But women want to feel emotional connection before they want to express physical connection. And couples can end up what's described as an empathy clash. Both partners craving to feel understood and have their needs met from the other person. So men not feeling respected and they want to be understood that they're not being respected. Women don't feel understood and they want the other person to know how much they don't feel understood and want those needs met. But a relationship is like a dance. The feminine is craving to relax and enjoy the flow of it, to be in the feminine, to be in that flow, and to be led by the masculine so they can allow them to do this, to relax into the flow, to not have to think about everything, not to take responsibility for the container, for the relationship, for even all the practical things in life. The feminine is very good at leading. It's very good at taking responsibility, but quite often it wants to just be in its feminine, be in the flow. And if the masculine's not stepping up and taking that responsibility, creating that container, the feminine steps into that. But it can be exhausting. The feminine craves masculine leadership so they can be relaxed more into their feminine. And intimacy is the polarity between the feminine and the masculine. That's what creates sexual tension. That's what creates that intimacy. So my first recommendation is for the masculine to break this empathy clash, to break this standoff, to seek to really understand their partner, not try and fix them, not trying to make them feel better, not trying to fix their thinking pattern that's creating the dis-ease in that moment, that's creating the emotion in that moment. Not trying to make them feel better, just to understand how they feel. And by doing so, you're not only agreeing with the emotion, but you're seeking to understand it. Seek to understand the reality their partner is living in this moment. And that reality may be very different in a few moments' time, but that's not the point. To seek to understand the experience of their partner in this moment. And we can't say we understand. Only our partner can say that when we've demonstrated we understand. So play back their words. Tell them what you think you've heard. Draw it out. Hold a container for this emotion to come into, a safe container. It's not a very pleasant analogy, but it's like sometimes holding a bucket for them to be sick in. Just allow them to express it, to let it out, to feel it, let it move through them. And our job in the masculine is to create the container for that so they feel loved and safe and understood in it. My recommendation for women is to give your man some clear instructions, because no one teaches men how to do this. Men often don't have strong masculine role models in their parents' relationship. So men like instructions. Give them a clue what to do. Tell them you don't want to be fixed or helped. Say this in love, not in frustration. Have some compassion that men aren't taught this stuff. And often women want their men to be like their weird female friends. And men often want women to be more like men, because it makes life so much easier. So women, let your man know what you want them to do. Give them the clear role to understand the feeling. Have some patience with them. Maybe tell them you want their, ask them whether they're willing to help you understand how you feel. They like problems to solve, so give them the problem to help you understand how you feel. And of course, in the same way, they'll be understanding how you feel. They'll be focused on understanding, drawing it out, rather than fixing. Another thing is learn to love each other. Again, it sounds silly, but we do get complacent in mature relationships. We know we love each other, but really find ways of demonstrating that love. It's a joke that men often say, well, don't say I love you enough, because as far as they're concerned, well, I said I love you, I'll let you know if anything changes. Because they know they love you. Women sometimes need to hear it, not from a needy place, but that feeling it. They need to feel it more frequently. So find ways to evoke that feeling in your partner. Whether it's surprise gifts or words or just quality time together. We all like to receive love in different ways. Understand how your partner likes to receive love. It may not be in the same way you prefer to receive it. So find ways to love them in the way they prefer to receive it, so they feel it more. And finally, just begin to enjoy each other more. Remember why you fell in love, what it is about your partner you fell in love with. That's still within them. That's still there. Just allow yourself some time and energy to focus on project relationship rather than project baby. To explore each other again. To meet each other again. And to see that thing you fell in love with them that's still within them. And I say stop having time sex. That's based on fear. Actions taken from fear feed the fear, and that puts tension into your body. Just enjoy each other more frequently. And just enjoy getting to know each other again. And hopefully recreating that intimacy that's only one thought away from being back. It's about being present with each other, being connected to each other. That's where you'll find the spark. That's where you'll find the chemistry. Two people being together with nothing much on your mind. Just a state of being with each other. Enjoying each other. to your success.